This is the Friday edition. We talk with people doing something good in the community or doing something good in their community. So we're talking with Frank Richards, who is the president of the Building Lives by Building Structure. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Joe.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, we are finally connected. We had little problems in the beginning, but we got those solved.
Yeah,
technology. So talking about technology, you're starting a beginning carpentry course in...
Yes, and just let me introduce myself. My name is Frank Richards. I'm the chairman of the board of Building Lives by Building Structure, community development. We're a nonprofit in Hoopa, mainly mostly Hoopa tribal member board members. We've been trying to get a program going here for a while. Anybody who knows me knows that I've been working to try to get some kind of training program going, but obstacles and roadblocks have happened, and I believe I have it now. So we're going to have a beginning introduction to carpentry class. Have sign-ups right now. It's on the Building Lives by Building Structure Facebook and on the Hoopa Community Facebook. There's information on there. And I'm pretty excited about it. When I put the call out there on the Facebook, there was over 100 people that showed interest or gave me a thumbs up. And I was overwhelmed. And so out of those 100-plus people, there's probably about 30 people that are interested in the program, but per COVID regs, there can only be a gathering of 10 people. So I could see maybe two classes, or there's going to be different classes too in the future. This is just the first one, and the beginning of it. There's some really good things going on right now, and looking forward to it, Joe.
Yeah, me too. I know you have been working on this for a long time, and you've tried different venues. And so where is this going to happen now? Is that decided?
Yeah, right now I have a safety plan going before OES to utilize one of the CR, College of the Redwoods, classrooms. And I'm actually developing an online thing. Because this program that's coming up is just for 18 to 30-year-olds. Under 18, there's some insurance issues. And over 30, there were some people that were bummed that the age stopped at 30. And this is just the first class. And 18 to 30 is a good group to get going. But I could see broadening out to over 30 and definitely under 18. I have recently received my CTE teaching credentials. That's been a year and a half journey. I just received that 3 weeks ago. And so hopefully I'll be working with some kids at Captain John, some youth there, and get it going there. But this class that's on the spit right now is for 18 to 30, and it's for all men and women. Being a nonprofit, we have the ability to be a little bit separate from tribal guidelines, tribal government guidelines. And so I wanted it to be that way because we have non-tribal people in our community. And this is open to all men and women of 18 to 30 in the Climate Trinity area.
Okay, so we're talking about building lives by building structure.
Yes.
Okay, so how did this come about? You got this new organization.
We've been in place for about 6-7 months now. We came together and realized that my I don't want to say struggle, but my journey for what I wanted to do, we had to form a nonprofit. And I'd like to read the mission statement here off of our charter. Building Lives with Building Structure is a learning by doing to secure safe homes and a positive future for youth and family in the climate change region. Our vision is we at Building Lives by Building Structure believe that the safe, secure, sanitary, happy, and healthy home is the center of the family's culture. In this atmosphere, children are raised, grow memories, and share intergenerational stories of history, hope, support, love, and dreams of the future. This wholesome environment offers positive progress for everyone in the home as life is lived. Now, the challenges that are to that would be, unfortunately, the reality is that livable housing, rentals, and affordable homes are few and far between in the climate change area. There is a dismal number of rentals, which fuels overcrowding and unsanitary conditions. Many of these structures are in poor condition and are in need of repair, remodeling, or replacing, making it difficult to create a home-like atmosphere for families. The children from these homes are often unconcerned with the poverty state of the home. It seems everyone is living in poverty and has become the norm. And so the Building Lives by Building Structure nonprofit group, we are an economic workforce and community development group that wanted to fill a gap that I believe was in our housing industry here in the climate change area, HOOPA specifically. I worked with the HIP program a couple times, the housing improvement programs, and I've seen how some conditions that people live in, and at that time the list was 40 people long, and we could only help at the most two people because the budget was so small, and some people passed away waiting on that list, and it was very hard for me. Those were very, very hard to have an elder pass away waiting to get help on a HIP list. And so it just appears to me, it seemed to me, that there is a group of people that stuck in between. They make too much income to qualify for the low subsidized programs and in the HIP programs and in the community. And what I was doing, we just felt like it was time for a nonprofit to get started. And it was a good journey for that, too, you know, starting a nonprofit and getting a board. And we are still seeking board members. We meet twice a month, and we're just getting going. And so this program is not funded by any department, basically me. And I'm the one that's developing the curriculum, and I will be the one teaching it. And I've been doing this for almost six, 7 years, just donating, volunteering. And I have a great group of people, a couple non-tribal people, that we want to develop affordable housing, rentals, shelters, and train people to do it. I would like to tell the listeners to look up the Youth Build Program, YOUTHBUILD, Youth Build. It's a national program that I wanted to try to mimic that program. And Thunder Valley Development Corp. In Pine Ridge, South Dakota, they're a housing, they're a holistic group of people that started something on their reservation, similar to what I want to do. And I'll be taking a template from those guys too, but it's about helping people. It's about helping affordability. It's about getting into a good, safe home. A lot of people aren't able or don't even think they can get into a home. And so Habitat for Humanity builds beautiful houses up in, I think, Metro Oregon. And I've seen that on my site. Facebook site, but giving people hope. You know, the housing situation is when you're used to it, you're used to it. And I truly believe myself in my heart and my mind that if you have a nice place to live and you have a safe and sanitary place for your family, it just goes up from there. So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too because I believe that same thing. You know, people get their self-esteem built by improving their living conditions, and And
definitely,
it just comes hand in hand.
I recently, in 2018, have graduated CR, and I have a degree in social work, behavior and social science. And some of those classes are just amazing. And I did a piece on homelessness and affordability and housing. And it's a huge issue right now. You know, I mean, just the people who got burned out up in Approach Happy Camp and Paradise. I mean, it's amazing. And then that fire that happened, we lucked out. We got very, very fortunate that it got really close to us. But I couldn't imagine, you know, if a lot of people lost a home to a fire or something, what would we do? You know, every department strapped pretty tight. And, that's another reason that we started a nonprofit, because there's funding out there for workforce development. There's funding for economic development. There's funding for homeless shelters. And there's things that we can do to collaborate and partner with certain groups of people. I mean, the almighty dollar is not the ultimate goal here. You know, I truly believe that once we start going and once we start helping people and people see us doing, you know, good things, I truly believe that the money cycle will start coming. And so me, myself, and my partners totally agree with that we're not going off after the almighty dollar right off the get-go, you know. And that's the problem with this system that we have, is where is our money? Where is our cut? What are we going to get? You know, and you've got to make $1 million right off the get-go. And as soon as the doors open, and we want our money by the end of the month, the type of thing. And it's disheartening. It's very disheartening, because our nonprofit has done a few proposals that just kept getting tabled, or they want more information. And I don't know. I just don't know. I think that we're going in a good direction with the nonprofit. I think we have a lot of wiggle room there that the tribal system doesn't have. And so, I can foresee helping people with the HIP program. I know there's a bunch of ramps and handicap access to homes that need to get done, stuff like that, that would usually have to go out to a 3-bid process to a contractor. And we're going to be partnering with all, you know, hopefully the TCCC, AmeriCorps programs, with the TANF programs, with the programs that help people to get a good group of people knowledgeable and go and fix people's homes and to build homes. I have a developer friend that is possibly going to allow a group of students to work on a remodel and build a new house. And so those are all awesome, you know, things that are coming up that we just got to get going, you know. And so I want to make sure that this class gets the information that they need, and then we're going to grow from there.
You're listening to the Friday edition. Our guest, Frank Richards of Building Lives by Building Structures. We'll return after this short break. We're talking with Frank Richards, who is the president of the Building Lives by Building Structure. Could you explain the beginning carpentry course then? When you say beginning, yeah, how beginning is this?
It's going to be the basic beginnings. It's going to be 10 modules, and this is the module one will be the intro to the class and the course and the expectations of what's going to happen. Module two will be worksite safety and all the PPE, their protection, and what's going to be required when you work on the site, the site itself. Go through a bunch of safety. Hopefully there's an OSHA course that will be involved with that. But like I said, I'm doing this myself, and I don't have any money, and this is not going to cost anything. This is free. Hopefully some people will be on some programs that will subsidize it, but Module 3 will be the materials and fasteners of the construction trade. 4 is the hand tools. Module 5 is power tools. Module 6 will be the anatomy of a house, what goes into building a house, the processes of it, and each step. Module 7 will be the layout of the blueprints and what all the blueprints mean. You can take a set of blueprints and know what they are. And then Module 8 will be construction math. Math is really huge, and I really can't stress that enough. Algebra, for people in the community, get that math, because everything's math. There's going to be, when you're in construction, is a lot of math. And so that's going to be a good one. And then I'm talking to a guy right now that has a solar company that he actually wants to come in and do a whole course and class. And it was going before the tribal education. And then all this stuff happened with the shutdown and stuff. But hopefully he can come in and do a couple classes and just do an introduction to the solar. It's amazing. It's amazing what's going on with solar these days. And then Module 10 will be the whole history of the carpentry, the building, the opportunities, the trade. I am a journeyman carpenter with the union. I want to try to let my students know as much about that, how to get into the union. I have graduated from a Job Corps program 1988 and been a carpenter ever since. I've worked all over the West Coast, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, California, building all kinds of things, commercial, residential. It's just an amazing opportunity now for Native people. And matter of fact, the carpenters on the high school mold remedy was the carpenters are making $90 an hour, and electricians are making $80 an hour. And it's not just carpentry. There's a bunch of different trades that are involved in construction. So the last module will be about what are all the opportunities. I had a career fair. My sister, Connie McKinnon, had me hooked up with the career fair when this was in session. I loved that. And that one thing that stuck out was a young lady was in the back, and after everybody was gone, she came up and asked me if girls can be carpenters. And heck yeah, definitely. I've worked with a couple good women who are carpenters and electricians and plumbers. So this is just the intro class, the introduction basic. But I'm looking at all the – that survey has your skill level on there. And so, and I predict at least 30 people are going to fill out them surveys, and on there it asks what is your level of skill. And so I'm going to determine on that if I'm going to need to get an advanced class, or because I definitely want to get a crew that's going to be on site doing actual carpentry.
Okay, so the dates again are going to be the February 24th.
The thing that I had scheduled for the 24th to 27th at the trading post will not happen. There was a little mix up with the safety plan for COVID, and so there's just only 10 people can gather anywhere in any facility, and so I had to stop that, and so I turned it into an online email, regular mail type of thing, where they fill out this survey, get it to me. The deadline is March 1st, and then me and my BLBS board will look at all the applications and choose 8 or 9. But definitely don't be discouraged if you don't get picked, because there's going to be another one. Matter of fact, there might be 2, and so we're going to be seeking some funding to continue this. This has been my lifelong dream, and goal for this community, and I've seen it many a times where we could have really done something. I was on a tiny home club in the school that had great people working on it, and we just couldn't come together on it. I was part of the workforce development when Councilman Joe Davis was the lead planner. There was a great group of people working on workforce development, but we couldn't get together and do one thing. And so I think this right here is a great opportunity, and it's a good way to get things going and turn crisis into opportunity with this COVID thing. I mean, we can build COVID isolation units. We could build tiny homes. And in the big picture, Building Lines by Building Structure will have four different products. One will be a storage container home. The other one will be a small home. It was the last home that was built in a modular that was part of the designing it. There will be a kit home where just the walls are built in the factory and delivered to your slab at your site and set. The Europe people are doing that in Tule Creek right now. They have some beautiful houses that were built that way. The frame, the walls just came to the site as a kit. It was beautiful. That was the idea I had when I worked at the modular a long time ago. Four types of housing, and they're all small. They're all affordable. They're all fit within certain people's income ranges, and it's going to be beautiful. You know, we just got to get going.
Right, right. This is exciting. I like this. Okay. Any last messages you'd like to give the people?
Oh, yeah. I just want to thank all the people who expressed interest, and it really gets me going on a level of pushing me, you know, because it's just me mostly. And sometimes, you know, I'm not perfect. I get down, but when people, you know, give me the thumbs up and support me, and I, like you, Joe, right here, I appreciate you taking time to ask me some questions. But this is a community thing, you know, and it's going to take a community and a community development. And we have the people here. We have the information, what we need to get this going. We just have to gather it and get it going. So I'm hoping for anybody to come and talk to me. My information is on the Facebook post, Building Lives by Building Structure, and on the Hoopa Community Facebook page. And so I look forward to this, and I can't wait to go through the applications and let the people know that we can get going and that my safety plan has passed, and we can start a class starting in, I believe, beginning of April. That's my goal, but I will keep everybody posted on Facebook. I'm new to Facebook, so it's that's a journey in itself.
Okay.
And thank you, KID.
All right, and thank you very much for all your work that you do. I believe in you. I think you're going to pull this off.
And yeah.
So we've been talking about Building Lives by Building Structures with Frank Richards. And good luck to you and all the best.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the Friday edition, a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California. The guest has been Frank Richards of Building Lives by Building Structures, producer, host, and engineer, Joseph Orozco, recorded in Production Room 91. If I Were a Carpenter music bed, my Bob Seger from his Smokin' OP's album, 1972. Thank you for listening.